Hey, y'all, it's Bo Haig. Thank you so much for listening to this message today. If you have questions, please contact us at 580-216-6427. And we hope that God uses this message to change your life.
Well, today we're going to look at and continue our look at the series called The Castrated Church. The Castrated Church, and this is part five. We've got one more part. We're going to wrap it up next week with a great message. And so I want to talk a little bit about that again today. And you say, what's the whole point of this series? Well, again, some of you guys haven't been here, and so I want to explain it. The point of the series is to explain why men don't go to church. Why men don't go to church. And so we've labeled it or entitled it The Castrated Church. And again, for years we've seen men leaving the church. The United States, there's statistics that show that only 35% of men go to church. Only 35%. You know what that tells us? That men are absent in the church. And here's the truth. At Thousand Hills Ranch Church, we are calling men back to the church. Amen? We are calling men back to the church. And again, you say, well, why? Because here's why. We believe that if we can get the man of the house to love Jesus, then he will lead his family to love Jesus. And you say, I don't believe that. Well, you need to study some statistics. The statistics, that they show. And again, this is nothing against a woman, but they show that if a woman comes to Christ, they can get their family to come to church 17% of the time. If a man comes to Christ, they can get their family to come to church 93% of the time. And you say that's not an epidemic. Yes, it is. It's an epidemic. And here's the truth. A lot of men are scared to come to church. We looked at the week one. We looked at the reasons men don't come to church. You know why some men don't go to church? Well, first of all, I'll say some of it may be the man, right? Some men deal with pride. Can I get an amen from the men? I deal with pride. Most of you men deal with pride. But some of the time, I believe that the reason that men don't go to church is because it's pride. They think the church is for the weak. They ought to be able to do things on their own. And so they look at church and they think, that's just for a bunch of wusses. I'm not going to church because I'm a man. That's for ladies. That's for children. But it's not true. The truth is, and you say, well, that's one excuse. And I believe that's one excuse why men don't go to church. But here's the other excuse. The church isn't suited and made for men. Yeah, I mean, again, you think about it, and we talk about this a lot, but you look around, and I believe that most environments at church are built for women and for children. And again, that's not good and bad in all, but the truth is, most churches aren't known for being masculine. They're just not known for it. Most men walk into church feeling like Clint Eastwood in a nail salon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they do. They look around and they go, oh, the stained glass. Oh, the light, you know, colored carpet. Oh, I better not touch anything. Ooh, look at that pretty vase. I better not get my kids around that or they're going to destroy that. You know what I'm saying? And again, so a lot of places, not all churches, but a lot of churches, they've built the church to suit women and children. It's kind of like a ladies' club. Or here's the other maybe reasons why men don't go to church. The preaching is suited for the good little Christian people. It's not really for the real people who deal with real issues. It's suited for the Christian people so that all the Christian people can come and get fed and then walk out and not do anything the whole week and come back to church and call it the Christian life. Can I get an amen on that? I know that was kind of... That one was kind of in our face, but it's true. I remember going from one church service to the next church service and walking by all the people that needed to hear about Jesus and calling it the Christian life. It's what a lot of churches are about. And again, maybe, you know, that's suited for some churches, but not for our church. Our church, we desire to be a church that's for real people. Real people who struggle with real problems. Again, many men feel that the church is for the religious, not for the real. The religious, but not for the real. Many men, they come to church and they feel like they're being talked at rather than being shared with. and encouraged and built up, but also challenged. Men, I believe, love a challenge. Sadly, in many churches, and this is something that's sad as well, in many churches, there are few godly men for younger men to follow. And again, that's a byproduct of the church, not necessarily all the man's fault. It's a byproduct of the church. And so at Thousand Hills Ranch Church, we are going to eliminate all of these reasons why men don't come to church. And you say, well, I'm a woman. Am I welcome here? Absolutely. We love women. Can I get some men to clap on that? Again, we love women. My wife, I've said this before and I love saying it because it's brownie points. My wife is the greatest gift that God has given me outside of my salvation. Yep, that's the truth. And some of you men need to hear that. Some of you guys, you think it's not manly to tell your wife those things. It's manly to tell your wife those things. The women in your family, in your life, need to hear that. Well, I praise God that our church is committed to reaching men. We've made it a priority. We've even put it in our core values, and that's a part of what we're about, and it's a major priority in our church. Well, the last couple weeks, we've been defining what it looks like to be a godly masculine man, and we get our definition from our key verse, and I want you to look at it on the screen. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, this is what it says. And again, Paul is writing to the men in the church at Corinth. The reason why it's called 1 Corinthians is because the Corinthians are the people of Corinth, right? We're Oklahomans. We're from Oklahoma. They're from Corinth. He's writing to the men in Corinthians or Corinth. And here's what it says. I want you to say it with me. You guys read this with me. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. For the first few weeks, we looked at this verse and we broke it down. The first point was godly masculine men are to be on the alert. Remember that? We're to be on the alert. We're to look and see what the devil's trying to get into our lives, and we're supposed to fight against it. We're supposed to fight for our reputations, for our marriage, for our kids, for our wife, for our integrity, and for our spiritual life. That's what we're supposed to fight against. We're supposed to be alert about that. Number two is this. Godly masculine men stand firm in the faith. Just like the second part of the scripture says, they stand firm in the faith. And you know what that means? That means that we are surrendered to Christ and we're firmly planted in Him. Number three was this. Godly masculine men act like what? Men. Act like men. And we looked at 13 ways that God has created men to act. You can go and listen to those, the last two messages that we've had online, thousandhillsranchchurch.com, and you can get caught up on that. Well, today I want to look at one other characteristic of a godly masculine man, and it's in the scripture. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and what?
Be strong.
Be strong. Now, women, listen. Women, listen up. I know some of you women, you don't want to be known for being strong. I mean, you walk around and you're like, buff. And if somebody calls you buff, then you want to beat them up. You know what I'm saying? as long as you don't get called stout. If you get called stout, that's an insult. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But listen, ladies. You know, some of this teaching that I'm going to teach today can very well apply to your lives. And here's the other thing, ladies. Listen to this. You need to pray that your husband will be strong. You need to pray that your children will be strong. You say, what's my job? That's your job. Commit to that. Commit to being strong yourself, but pray for your husband. Pray for your kids that they will be strong as well. Well, when it comes to, you know, being strong and being a cowboy, there's only one cowboy that is the greatest. And what's his name? John Wayne. Can we get that picture of John Wayne? There he is, the Duke. How many of you guys like John Wayne? Anybody like John Wayne? Yeah. Well, today I want to give you some famous quotes from John Wayne. You ready for these? Here we go. I can't do an impersonation of his voice, so I'm not even going to try. Because there's only one Duke. But here's the thing. Here's some famous quotes. A man's got to have a code, a creed to live by. That's a famous John Wayne statement. Here's another one. When you stop fighting, that's death. Here's another one. If everything isn't black and white, I say, why the heck not? He didn't use heck, if you know what I'm saying. What about this one? Take her easy there. What? Partner? How about pilgrim? There you go. Take her easy there, pilgrim. What about this one? Life is tough, but it's tougher if you're stupid. I love that one. What about this one? Don't pick a fight, but if you find yourself in one, I suggest you make dang sure you win. That's what I'm talking about. All right, name this movie. This movie, this quote comes from a movie. Out here, due process is a bullet. Anybody remember that movie? The Green Berets. I never seen it. He didn't have a cowboy hat on in it, so I don't watch it. Now, name this movie. Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you. Anybody? McClintock. Come on, McClintock fans. What about this one? Name this movie. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight. The Cowboys with John Wayne. Right. What about this movie? Name this movie. Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you. Anybody? True Grit. True Grit. All right. Now here's one more. Now you understand, anything goes wrong, anything at all, your fault, my fault, nobody's fault, it don't matter, I'm going to blow your head off. It's that simple. Anybody remember that movie? Big Jake. Big Jake. Now, this is a movie I've never seen either, but I like this quote. It says, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You got to do one or the other. You do one and you're living and you do the other and you may be walking around, but you're as dead as a beaver hat. The Alamo. That's what I'm talking about. Here's the most famous John Wayne phrase, and you guys probably know it. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyways. Some great quotes from John Wayne, but here's the truth. John Wayne, while those are some really cool quotes, and those are in some of the movies that we watch, listen, the cool thing about John Wayne, if you don't know anything about John Wayne was the same off the screen as he was on the screen. I mean, he fought for truth, he fought for what was right, and he stood up for what was right, I mean, in life. And so again, John Wayne was as strong off the screen as he was on the screen. And you say, well, what's the point? Well, here's the thing. While these are some Daffy Duck, that's what I think of. While these are some great quotes, being strong is more than fancy quotes. It has to be real. It has to be real. So today I want to answer three questions that will show us how to be a strong, godly man or even woman. And again, can I just point this out? Young men, listen. Young men, those of you, how many of you guys are teenage men, teenage boys? Raise your hand. Teenage boys? Yeah. All right. Teenage boys, listen to this. If you want to get the right woman, you need to be a strong man. I want you to listen to this because a lot of fathers aren't telling their kids this. If you want to get the right woman, be a strong man. Women don't like weak boys and weak men. If you want to be a success in life, you need to be a strong man. If you want to, you know, be a real man, you need to be a strong man. And you say, okay, Bo, what is a strong man? Now, well, that's what I want to explain today. And you say, well, Bo, here's question number one. Why do we need strength? Why? I mean, some of you guys look at me and you're like, man, I've gone through this whole life without being strong, and I've made it fine. I mean, why do I need more strength in my life? Can I just let you in on a little secret? We are at war. We are at war. And some of you guys don't realize this, but I think we're at the end of the war. Somewhat. And again, I'm not some whatever predictor that's predicting the ends of the world, but I'm just telling you, if we're at the end, if we're not at the end, we're pretty close to the end. That's just kind of what I believe. And so here's the truth. We are at war. And you say, well, what war are we at? Now listen, this isn't a war that we fight with guns and tanks. This is a war that we fight spiritually. There is a spiritual battle going on. And this war is against the prince of darkness. The devil and his pals want to take us down. Let me give you an example. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. It says this. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and mighty in his power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies, or all the strategies, of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. You know what that's saying? I mean, again, you say we're fighting against flesh and blood. You say we're fighting against Afghanistan or Iraq or all these other places. Listen, that may be true, but there is another battle going on, and it's a spiritual battle, and we have to be strong if we're going to win. The devil wants to destroy everything about us. He wants to destroy our marriages. He wants to destroy our kids. He wants to destroy our character. And he wants to destroy our lives. Therefore, we have to be strong. And you say, well, why else? Here's why we need to be strong. Because God has called us to be strong. A part of your job, a part of your calling as a Christian is to be strong. It's our responsibility. If you are a Christian and you claim to know Christ, then you ought to be walking strong. I don't know how else to say that. Joshua 1:9 says this. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know what Paul is saying to the people in Corinth? You know what he's saying? It's time to be strong. You are called to be strong. It's your calling and it's your responsibility. So you say, well, why? Well, again, we're at war and it's our calling. Number two is this. This is the second question. Where does a godly masculine man's strength come from? Where does it come from? Again, some of you boys are walking around and you're like, oh, he just told me to be strong. That means I got to get into a fight at school. No. Don't be getting into fights at school, right? I said this last week. I got into a fight at school. So I'm telling everybody in here not to do that. Can I get a witness on that? I mean, never mind. Some of you boys, though, you look at other men, you think they're tough because they get into fights. They're tough because, you know, they walk around with guns. They're tough because of this. Listen, you say, how do I get strong? Number one is this. It comes from the Lord. If you want to be strong, it only can come from the Lord. Look at Psalm 18:32. It says, It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. Listen, boys, listen, men, you can be tough, you can be physically strong, you can be emotionally strong, you can have a strong personality, but if you're not strong spiritually, you will crumble. You will crumble. There is no way that I could say no to the sin and the temptations that I face without my spiritual life being strong. You say, well, okay, Bo, you know, what else? I mean, again, why do we need to be strong? Here's the truth. True, supernatural, never-ending, all-powerful strength can only come from the Lord. It can only come from the Lord. And here's the thing. Those who trust in the Lord, they will have their strength renewed day by day. It's not just a one-time deal. It's a day-by-day deal. And this should produce joy in our lives. It should produce joy. And you say, why, Bo? I mean, why should it produce joy? Well, Nehemiah, one of the great leaders in the Bible, figured this out. Look at Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. It says this, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your what? Strength. And you say, well, Bo, how does joy in the Lord produce strength? Well, here's why. Joy breeds hope. Hope breeds confidence. Confidence breeds courage, and courage breeds strength. If you want to be strong in the Lord, then you have to be committed to the Lord. You have to look to Him. You have to be strong. And so you say, well, okay, but where else does our strength come from? It comes from the Word of God. I mean, again, some of you guys maybe don't even know where your Bible is. Some of you guys have maybe never read the Bible. And again, maybe it's not your fault. Maybe your kids, you know, or your parents never taught you as a kid how to read the Bible. Maybe they never opened it up. Here's the thing. I've heard every excuse on the earth. I mean, some people are like, I don't like to read. Join the club. Some people are like, I can't read very well. Join the club. I just don't have time to read. Join the club. I mean, some people want to use all the excuses they can not to read God's Word. But here's the truth, men. If you want to be strong in the Lord, you got to read His Word. You got to do it. You say, what does this do for me? Listen, if you're fighting addictions, the Word of God will help you overcome them. If you're fighting temptations, if you're not a very good husband and you want to learn how to be a good husband, the Word of God will show you how. If you don't know how to be a good, you know, single person, you're living in sin, and you're impure, you read the Word of God and it will strengthen you and help you become pure. Some of you guys say, I don't know how to be a father. Read the Word of God and you will be strong in the Lord. The Word of God. Listen, I say this all the time, but my dad, I'll never forget it. My dad, he would get up every morning before the crack of dawn and he would get his recliner. He would sit down in his recliner. He would turn the weather channel on. He would put it on mute and he would have his Bible in his lap reading the Word of God. I woke up every day of my life watching my dad sit in that chair and read the Word of God. Men, listen, some of your kids need to catch you reading the Word of God. You want your kids to be strong? Give them the Word of God. You can teach them all you want. You can teach them how to hunt. You can teach them how to fight. You can teach them all those things. But that doesn't mean diddly squat if you're not teaching your kids the Word of God. This is where you get strength. And you say, okay, Bo, what's another place that I get strength? Well, here's another place. Strength comes from having godly relationships. Some of you boys, listen to this. Some of you boys want to date the hottest girl in school. Amen, boys? Come on, boys. Can I get an amen for just one teenager? One teenager? Thank you. Thank you. Some of you boys want to date the hottest girl in school, but here's the truth. Sometimes the hottest girl in school isn't the girl that God wants you to date. You know what I'm saying? I mean, again, this applies both ways, girls and guys, but listen, some of you guys are seeking out relationships or maybe in a relationship that is not godly, and it's going to make you stumble. Here's the truth. If you want to be strong in the Lord, you have to pursue godly relationships. Look at Proverbs 27:17. It says this, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. I'll give you the best example that I've got of this. How many of you guys like bull riding? Anybody? Anybody like bull riding? Here's the truth. I've never seen a bull rider ride a bull by himself. Anybody? Anybody seen it? Anybody tried it? I've never seen it. If you will look at the PBR, watch the PBR, watch how many guys are around the chute doing something that helps that bull rider get out of the chute. I want you to look at it. I mean, I've never seen some guy get on a bull, put his hand in the, you know, in the rope, and then stand up on the bull and pull his own slack. Never seen it. I've never seen a guy get on a bull and then reach over and grab the latch of the gate and push the gate open and get out. And I've never seen it. You know what that shows me? That guy, I mean, he's facing this big bull. He wants to make a winning ride, but he can't do it by himself. And it's the same truth for us. We can't do things by ourselves. Some of you guys look at other men and you think, I'm not going to share my problems with another man. That's sissified. I can't be doing that. No, listen, the best strength that I have received is in the godly relationships that I have. When I'm struggling, I can turn to a godly man and I can say, hey, I'm struggling. Here's what I'm struggling with. How can I get past this? You know why? Because I have godly relationships. And so again, I've never seen anybody try to do that and be successful on their own. Number four is this. Where do we get our strength from? Strength comes from the church. I've seen it 100 times. There are men and women and boys and girls. They go to church for a little while. They're hot. They're on fire for the Lord. They get outside the church and then they fizzle and get cold. You want to be strong in the Lord? You need to start coming to church. Some of you guys are like, well, I'm here. And I praise God for that. You are here. But here's the truth. If you want to remain strong, you need to come to church. You know why? Because here's the thing. Where can you find the Lord? In church. Where can you hear his word? In church. Where can you find godly relationships? In church. I mean, again, church is a great thing. Listen to Hebrews chapter 10. It says, and let us consider how we can spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. You say, why are we going to church? Or why do we need to be strong? Listen, we need to be strong because we're at war. Where do we get our strength from? We get our strength from the Lord, his word, godly relationships, and the church. And here's my last question, and I'm done. How do we know if we're strong or not? How do we know if we're strong or not? Here's the truth. You have to face the enemy. I have never known how strong I was until I went into the gym, right? And I'm pretty weak, by the way. But here's the truth. I have to face an opponent before I can say I'm strong, right? I mean, the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Why? Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be able to be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Your trials that you face will show whether you're strong or not. And can I let you in on a little secret? If you will practice being strong and train in being strong in the Lord, reading the Word of God, having godly relationships, going to church, then when the enemy shows up, you will be ready. You'll be ready. What I see a lot of times is a lot of people, they're not ready. The enemy shows up and guess what? They crumble. They don't have any fight in them. You know why? Because they're not strong. And again, some of you guys are like, the devil leaves me alone. The devil doesn't ever bother me. Well, one of these days he's going to kick you in your teeth. And then what are you going to do? I hope that I'm strong. And again, you say, Bo, do I have to be perfect? Do I have to make all the right decisions when the opponent shows up? No, listen, you're still going to struggle. You still may fall. But listen, God will pull you up. And you can eventually, once you face the enemy, you can rise back up and be as strong as you've ever been. Amen. Because the Lord doesn't give up on us. He wants us to be strong. And so you say, well, okay, you know, again, we have to be strong. Why? Because there is a war and there is a battle. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes for just a minute. I've got a question for you. Are you strong in the Lord? Are you strong in the Lord? Or are you weak? Think about it. Here's another question. Are you gaining strength daily? Or are you just maintaining? Here's another question. Are you in relationships that strengthen your spiritual life? Here's another question. Are you leaving a godly legacy of strength to your children? Here's the thing, and this, again, isn't just for men. This is for women as well. God has called us to be strong. And my challenge to you is, are you doing what God has called you to do? Listen, you say, well, Bo, I'm pretty weak. I don't know how to get out of this. Listen, I hope that you will walk out of here equipped to know how to be strong. And again, the first step is this. You have to give your life to Jesus Christ. You cannot be strong on your own. You can go out and you can try to be a moral person. You can try to be a person that, you know, does what's right and is a good old boy. But listen, none of that good old boy type stuff will get you into heaven. None of that good old boy stuff will get you stronger. You have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you get strong. And so maybe you're here today and you're thinking, you know, I don't know this Jesus guy. How do I know him? Well, here's the truth. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says this. If you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And you say, what does that mean, Bo? Listen, if you will confess with your mouth that he is the Lord of your life and give him all you've got, he will come into your life and save you. That's the first step to becoming strong. Maybe you need to do that. Maybe right there in your chair, you just need to pray that simple prayer. Lord, come into my life. I confess you as my Lord. Forgive me of my sin and help me to be strong. Listen, maybe you just prayed that prayer. If you did, we want to know about it. You know why? Because we want to come alongside of you and help you remain strong so that you can have godly relationships that will help spur you on to be all that God wants you to be. Here's what we ask you to do. Fill out that orange card, place it in one of these yellow buckets, or you don't even have to do that. You can text your name to the number on the screen and we will contact you about your decision. You say, Bo, I've given my life to Christ today. That's how you let us know. So please fill out that card or text your name to the number on the screen. Some of you are Christians already, but you need to make a commitment to start becoming more strong every day. Maybe today you've learned that there's a spiritual battle waging that you need to be a part of, that you need to be fighting, but you've got to get strong. I hope that you will commit to becoming more strong daily. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer and we're going to be dismissed. If you have questions or if we can help you in any way, please let us know. Lord, I come to you right now and I thank you for the opportunity to share the truth of your word. I thank you that there are men in here today that are strong in you. I thank you that there are men that are in here today and boys in here that need to be stronger. I thank you that they're here, and may they walk out of here knowing how to be strong in you. Lord, we thank you for your word and how it reveals these things to us. And I pray that you would bring us back again next week to hear the ending of this series so that we can be the godly masculine men that you've called us to be. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you again for listening to this message. And we hope to see you every Sunday at the Woodward Livestock Auction at 10:30.